Well, we know that D.C. and New York are always the top two targets. We know they return to their targets like they did after the 93 World Trade Center bombing. They returned on 9/11. They missed their target, the Capitol, last time. So we're always, I think, in the bullseye. But more recently, what you've seen is a really the command and control of al-Qaeda has been largely devastated. So as a result, what they have done is now they're shifting more to small-scale operations. And what we do know also is that the Pakistan Taliban leader, along with al-Awlaki, who's the cleric in Yemen, have both issued decrees, or the green light, if you will, to start those attacks. We don't know who's in this country. We know that about 200,000 people a year visit Pakistan. That seems to be the country where most of these cases come out of, like Shahzad, the Times Square bomber, like the Zazi case. These, while they may not be as devastating as, say, September the 11th, what is concerning about it is our ability to stop or prevent it from happening. You know, the smaller the scale is, the more difficult it is to detect and prevent.
Let's talk specifically about the intelligence that we've learned about. As I understand it, there, you know, the next few months is a critical time. And can you tell us specifically why and what, how Washington figures into that, and New York figures into that, and what we can expect?
Well, my expectation, or I should say, I anticipate that within the next 6 months, we're going to see more of these smaller scale attacks. And I base that primarily upon the, again, the two main leaders who are now getting to the, really starting to rival bin Laden, issuing their decrees to begin the attacks. And the fact that people like Shahzad were able to get back into the country without, you know, being on the radar screen. And that's a real concern is, in the Shahzad case, Times Square case, there was nothing to indicate that he was a threat. Now, in some of these other cases, like Hassan at Fort Hood or the Christmas bomber, there were a lot of signs, flags out there, and the there was a complete failure of intelligence there, and a failure to connect the dots, you know, so many years after 9/11. The threat is high right now, in my judgment, over the next 6 months for smaller scale attacks, based primarily upon the two main leaders' decree that they've given the green light for this to go ahead.
Congressman, I know you're in possession of some very specific knowledge about things because of your position, but for our audience, can you explain to us how you came into or where you came into this information about these attacks or possible attacks?
Well, I'm the ranking member on the Homeland Security Intelligence Subcommittee, and we receive, you know, briefings, routine briefings. And without going into the classified, you know, realm, which I cannot do, just, you know, suffice to say that I think it's very within the next 6 months, you know, I do anticipate that we will get hit.
And you definitely think Washington is one of those targets or possible targets?
Yeah, obviously New York is the top target. They keep going back, and a lot of the recent terror plots all point there again. But Washington is clearly you know, right up there with New York.
Sure.
And they always return to places they're looking for. They like to cause financial devastation of financial institutions and also historical landmarks. So yeah, you get financial stuff in New York, and of course you're historical landmarks. There's no city with more historical landmarks than Washington, D.C. And it's a blow to the American psyche. What they're trying to do is attack our psyche by hitting our national landmarks.
You've talked about the national landmarks. Have you heard anything regarding any other possible targets?
Yeah, and I say landmarks because that's symbolic for them attacking democracy. But these smaller scale attacks that we're looking at are really kind of along the lines of what Zazi was trying to do, and that was taking, you know, explosive devices on subways. What the Times Square bomber was doing, that was an explosive device in a vehicle, IEDs, things of that sort that they can easily move around, and one or two people can carry out the mission.
Congressman Mike McCall from the 10th District in Texas. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.